This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine officials say Russia is mustering its military might in the Luhansk region of Ukraine in what Kyiv suspects is preparation for an offensive in the eastern area in coming weeks. AP correspondent Charles Deladesma reports.
Military analysts anticipate a new push soon by Moscow's forces, with the Institute for the Study of War saying in an assessment late Tuesday that an imminent Russian offensive in the coming months is the most likely course of action. Luhansk Governor Serhiy Hydai says there is an active transfer of Russian troops to the region, and they're definitely preparing for something on the Eastern Front in February. A new offensive might also coincide with the invasion anniversary on February 24. I'm Charles Deladesma.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky commended law enforcement on a recent anti-corruption operation on Wednesday, saying that, quote, justice will be ensured. Ukrainian media reported high-profile anti-corruption raids targeted an oligarch and a former interior minister. The Security Service of Ukraine said in its announcement that two officials from a customs office in northern Ukraine were placed under house arrest on accusations that they helped illegally import ambulances without paying customs fees. U.S. President Joe Biden and House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy have met for more than an hour at the White House, aiming to avert a national debt limit crisis. There was no quick progress on related federal spending action, but the Republican leader called it a, quote, good first meeting. It was their first since the leader took power in the House. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The leaders of Djibouti, Ethiopia, Kenya, and Somalia met Wednesday in the Somali capital to discuss the ongoing fight against Al-Shabaab militants. Ahmed Mohammed reports from Mogadishu.
At least four mortar shells landed near the presidential palace in Mogadishu Wednesday, ahead of a meeting of heads of states and governments from the region. There were no casualties reported in the attack, for which Al-Shabaab claimed the responsibility. The frontline state summit went ahead. Following the conclusion, the leaders of the four countries said they had agreed to establish a joint coordination mechanism and jointly plan a decisive operational strategy against the Islamist militants. Ahmed Mohammed for VOA News, Mogadishu, Somalia.
Pope Francis heard harrowing accounts from victims of conflict in the Democratic Republic of Congo on Wednesday, including rape, amputation, forced cannibalism, and sexual slavery, and he commended the atrocities as war crimes, or he rather condemned the atrocities as war crimes. At the Vatican's embassy in the capital, Kinshasa, victim after victim told their story to the pontiff. The U.S. Federal Reserve is making moves again in the battle against inflation, Reuters correspondent M.A. Jaylay reports.
The Federal Reserve on Wednesday announced its latest interest rate hike, but the smallest one since it began to aggressively raise borrowing costs to curb rampant inflation. Wednesday's quarter-point increase comes after a half-point hike in December and a three-quarter-point increase the month before that. And it came with the forecast that the Fed isn't finished.
We will need substantially more evidence to be confident that inflation is on a sustained downward path.
At a press conference, Fed Chair Jerome Powell noted positive signs that inflation was beginning to abate, but said it was insufficient to signal an end to, though it would be stepping down from last year's rapid pace of increases.
That's Reuters correspondent Emma Jaylay. Tyree Nichols, family and friends gathered at a funeral that blended a celebration of his life with outrage over the brutal beating he endured at the hands of Memphis police and heated calls for police reform. The Reverend Al Sharpton and U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris both delivered impassioned speeches Wednesday, calling on the U.S. Congress to pass a broad package of police reforms that includes a national registry for police officers disciplined for misconduct, a ban on no-knock warrants, and other measures. In the 3 weeks since his death, five officers have been fired and charged with murder, and their specialized unit was disbanded. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA